two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos, Tom Bettis with you. Taking your calls, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. When we took the break for the bottom of the hour news, we were talking with Alan and Sandy about his Kentucky bluegrass turning silver. And Tom, what was your next question?
Well, I want to make sure that this isn't the result of a winter disease called snow mold. And so are you seeing any brown patches that appear in the spring?
Yeah, and I went down to IFA and talked to them, and they said use some stuff called F-stop. And since I used that, it's pretty well taken care of it. We haven't had much problem with that at all.
Okay, and so the snow
mold, I get it, but it goes away.
A little more quickly. On the snow mold, I was wondering if you are having snow mold in these shady areas because the snow sticks longer and creates more opportunity for that snow mold to do a lot of damage. And so are the patches mainly showing up in the spring?
No, there's some out there right now, in fact.
Okay. So
not very much. I mean, when I'm cutting the grass or the dirt nowadays, when I'm out there cutting, I can see part of it.
Okay, so I think some of this is snow mold. What I would recommend doing is probably sending up some samples to the USU Pest Lab. So if you go to the website Utah Pests, that's plural in one word.
P-E-S-T?
S, yeah, P-E-S-T-S, utahpests.usu.edu, and then just click on the menu on sample submission, and they'll give you all the instructions. It'll be somewhere from $15 to $25, but they can look at the grass, and what you want to get is an area where it's green and brown, so there's a progression, and just follow their instructions on taking the sample. I would do that, but I also may consider in that area getting some turf grass called red, or sometimes called creeping fescue, red fescue, and top dressing this fall, sometime in late October when it's too cold for it to germinate, and let it come up in the spring and see if you can thicken that grass up with some red fescue to just see if that helps.
Oh, okay. All right. I know what you're talking about.
All right.
Well, that sounds good.
Thanks, Alan, for your call this morning. Ton, Joan in Springville wants to know, she has a small Japanese lace-leaf maple which has no leaves on it this year. She says the branches look dead, but the trunk is green. Is it a goner, or is there a chance that the tree's still alive?
It's probably a goner. Now, they may see some growth coming up off the rootstock that they might be able to work with, but it would most likely look different. So, but if it hasn't leafed out by now, at least the branches are not going to. So I did also see a text in there that I thought was really important. It was, should I continue to fertilize my hanging baskets because it's so hot? Mm-hmm. absolutely yes, keep fertilizing those, because there's so few nutrients in that limited amount of soil that something like a Miracle-Gro, and there's many brands out there, a liquid fertilizer or a fertilizer like Osmocote, and again, there's many brands intended for planters and houseplants and things, are critical to keep those flowers healthy.
Right. We hadn't talked a lot about fertilizing in the middle of the drought.
No, but these are an exception because they need to be watered daily, and they're in an artificial environment. They do need regular small doses of fertilizer.
All right, let's go to Brad in Sandy. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I killed out my grass, or at least I took it out. I had the grass that has the white runners underneath it. I don't know if that was quack grass or Johnson's grass.
It's probably anyway, quack grass.
Quack grass. And I also had a lot of morning glory in it. What I was wondering is, how's the best way to make sure that all of that is dead before I restart again?
Well, there's not really much you can do about the seed, but what I would do is water it. And I know we're in a drought year, but we're watering it maybe twice just to get water into the soil and see what comes up. The bindweed and the quackgrass would probably start to resprout from runners if there's anything left. And you could go ahead and spray those out. But what you would do is water and see what comes up and let it get 4 or 5 inches tall. Don't let it go to seed or to flower, and then respray it and then see what happens.
Okay. What about putting plastic over it and cooking it?
Well, it's a little late in the season. We're so hot that it still may work, but you normally get that down in late May when we're regularly into the 90s. Now, if we stay in the high 90s to low 100s through August, I still think that you would be able to cook it off.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
And how thick is sod? Is it about 2 inches or
around
2 inches?
Yeah, it's around 2 inches. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, Brad, thanks for your call this morning. At the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we did a whole feature on ants and how to get rid of ants. But one of the questions we didn't answer is about ants in the house. Ton, did you have a suggestion for getting rid of ants in the house that might be safe for pets?
Well,
you can't use the boiling water in there. That's not going to work.
No, you can't. What I would do, and we need to know, I wish I knew if they were sugar ants, which are the little black ants, mm-hmm. or if they were carpenter ants, because carpenter ants can cause structural damage to the joists and wood. Wherever you have wood, especially if there's water leaks and they have moist wood, carpenter ants will get into it. But in the home, what you can do is use the baits. There are many of them out there. A few years ago, I had some carpenter ants get into my home when I lived up in the Cache Valley, and I used a liquid bait or a gel bait that had fipronil in it. But you can try several of them. What you want to do is watch where they're feeding and clean that area up so there's no crumbs, no debris.
Eliminate that food source.
Eliminate it. Make sure that kids aren't putting cookies under the bed mm-hmm. or candy. Just completely clean it so that you eliminate their food source. And then in those same areas, put the baits. And you may do two different kinds at once just to increase the chances they feed on it. And you'll know within 2 weeks if you've got them. Make sure that your foundation is sealed up so they can't get back in. Use weather stripping. Use door sweeps that touch the ground. Anything you can do to seal up your house will help also.
So are those baits are safe for pets, though?
They generally are, because especially the gel baits, you can squirt them into areas the pets wouldn't get. And you put those down in small enough amounts that if they did accidentally ingest some or get them on their paws, it's not going to harm them. The other thing, some of the baits are in packaging that's resistant to kids and animals opening them up.
Okay. And if you did not hear our feature on ants that we did at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, you can go to the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page and get all of those great tips for handling ants and outdoors. Those two words don't want to come out of my mouth correctly. For handling ants outdoors. We need to take a break. The number to call, 801-575-8255 with your questions. You can text us at 57500. Lynn in Orem, your call up next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton with you this morning, taking your calls and taking your questions in the final 15 minutes of this show here. So thanks for joining us. Just a ton of questions today, Ton. Let's go back to our phone lines and take a call from Lynn in Orem. Good morning, Lynn.
Hello. I appreciate you taking my call. I have two questions. One, I have a raspberry patch. For the last 2 years, some of the raspberries, the little particles on the berry itself, turn white. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's safe to eat those raspberries. I don't know how to heal that problem. The second problem is I have squash plants, and suddenly it just looks like it's run out of water. It just withers up and dies. And this has happened with zucchini and yellow neck and spaghetti squash.
I think you've got squash bugs in them. They look healthy and then they're dead. The squash bugs will sever the conductive tissue. Some sources say that they may spread disease, but you need to, what I would recommend doing is downloading USU's fact sheet on squash bugs to know how to monitor for them and what solutions there are. Now on the raspberries, there are many things that could be causing this, and one of them is a lack of pollination, to where you'll have spots on the raspberry that are just hard and just not complete. There's also some insects that can feed on them that will cause them to have hard white bumps on the berries themselves also.
Okay. So is there anything you can put on those raspberries to stop that from happening? Because pollination is good. Actually, there are thousands of
bees. Okay, good, good. That's excellent. So it's not a lack of pollination. There's we talked about them earlier, sap beetles can be causing some of that. And there's a few other caterpillars. But I hesitate doing anything on those beyond maybe horticultural soap because you're eating them. And even if you did horticultural soap, you'd want to wash them and then dry them out carefully so that you didn't get an off flavor. So, man, the control is before you start getting ripe fruit. And you may, if you've had a lot of problems, go through and use something like triple action or like a horticultural soap before those berries ripen up so that you can reduce pest populations in the berries.
Okay. Okay. Triple action. That's the stuff you get.
Is that a spray, powder? It's a spray, and it's just a general reduced risk insecticide that has pyrethrins and neem oil in it that can do a pretty good job against piercing, sucking insects that would be getting into the berries. The horticultural soap is basically a formulation similar to some soaps that's been formulated to be safe for plants if it's used when it's cool. And the horticultural soap would knock out any caterpillars and any aphids or like spider mites that would be at least reduce the population that could be causing problems.
It's interesting. There are birds that will come and they'll eat at the raspberries sometimes. They never touch those raspberries that have that those white things on them.
They're smart enough not to go after them.
I guess so. Okay, with the squash again, is there something you can put on the squash plants to prevent that squash bug?
You can try spraying with something like permethrin, but...
Say that again. How do you say that?
Permethrin. P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N.
Okay.
And, but you need to really start monitoring and doing control in mid to late June. And so we're just 3 or 4 weeks late. And the control becomes less effective the more of them you get and the bigger they get.
I see. Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right, Lynn. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in this morning. We were speaking with Dr. Kelly Cope at the top of the hour about, you know, keeping your grass alive in the drought. But one of the questions that our texter has is kind of a follow-up to that, Ton. He wants to know if raising the mower height should be done in increments because she talked about, hey, you know, cut your lawn longer, taller. Anyway, he wants or she wants to know, hey, should I be raising the mower in increments or can I just, what should I do?
Well, I would just raise it up and just wait a little longer to mow. It's not going to hurt anything. And the longer grass blades allow the roots to penetrate more deeply into the soil and increases the volume of roots. So that's what I would do. I mean, if you were mowing it shorter, you would do that in increments. But higher, just raise your mower blades up and your mower deck up and you'll be fine.
Okay.
I wanted to follow up really quickly on that last raspberry call.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that could be causing the white spots on the fruit is just simple sun scald. If the berries are perfectly fine in shaded areas and they have the white, hard, kind of almost shiny spots on the fruit where it's more sunny, I would suspect it's sun scald.
Okay. Next listener says they have been struggling with morning glory infesting their lawn for quite some time now. They keep digging it up and they've done all sorts of things, but it comes back with a vengeance. Aside from tearing out the entire yard, what can they do to regain control of their lawn?
Tolerate some of it because you're never going to get rid of all of it, but I would spray this fall with a product called Q4 Plus, or there's several of them. You want to use something with quinclorax. So Ortho's Lawn Weed Killer with crabgrass control is another one. Something containing quinclorax, and it'll help get it under control. Thicken the lawn up, fertilize it correctly, mow high, just all the things you can do to maintain a healthy lawn. Bindweed goes crazy in unhealthy lawns.
Well, does actually digging it up help, or is that just causing it to grow more?
If you're consistent, yes. And so if you went out every 10 days to 2 weeks and just pulled up all the little sprigs, it'll suppress it. And over a period of 7 to 10 years, you'll eventually get rid of it, but it takes that long.
Okay. Next question is, this person has all sorts of green tomatoes, but they're not turning red. Will they do so when the nights are cooler?
Yeah, they will. The hot weather can maybe delay that a bit, but we start getting the calls and it's about time. People saying, my tomatoes are green and won't ripen. Wait for the cooler nights and just even cooler daytime temperatures and they will start to ripen.
Okay, have about a minute here, Ton. Any suggestions on an evergreen hedge that can be shaped?
Well, if it's full sun, not really, because it's just too hot. Not really too hot, but in the winter, you'll get a lot of sun scald on it. So if you're wanting that kind of look, then something like low-dense privet or another privet would be a good option. If it's shaded, then the boxwoods or some of the euonymus would be fine.
How can you tell when to harvest banana squash?
Boy, the banana squash, it's still probably a bit early. But you'll want to look for what's called the ground color change. There on the bottom of it, it'll probably be a bit green. That'll turn a creamy color. And then the banana squash will get a waxy coating on it that you can sometimes scratch. And then it will also get hard. So if you can push your fingernail into it and it has some sap that comes out, it's not ready. But when it's ready, it'll be hard to push your fingernail in and the sap won't come out.
And that is it for us. Thanks for joining us for The Greenhouse.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.